While Add-ons is filmed in front of a live audience. In episode 32, we cover Answering Machine Plus, Close Up, and Auctioneer, Part 2. Hello and welcome to WoW Add-ons. This is the video podcast for World of Warcraft, and this is episode 32. And we are your hosts, Lumid,
Lorem,
and Eno.
And we're glad to be here today, kicking it in Ogremeyer, got our guildmates surrounding us, sporting the colors, that's great, glad you guys could stop by for the recording. I did want to make a little announcement about recording. It's getting kind of crazy for getting time set up, so we're going to be messing around with the times, trying to figure out what works best for us all with our varying schedules. So we'll keep the gym updated, so make sure to check that out. If you're not in gym, the channel is AIEGEM, and like I said, we try to put the time and date of when we're recording posted up there. Alright, so let's get on with the show. I think we'll just have Eno start us off. What'd you do this time around?
I did Answering Machine Plus, if I can say it correctly. This acts just like your answering machine at home. What it does is it collects all your tells that you, while you're AFK or you're set up to do not disturb. It has Titan panel support and foobar support. It has customizable auto replies for the people who send you tells while you're in combat to let them know that you're busy and you'll be with them as soon as you get out of combat. But I've just recently installed it. It has a little bit to it, but it's completely customizable, real nice and easy. And when you get done, there's a little button for foobar users. There's a button that you can bring up, and you click on that, and it will bring up all your tells that you got while you were AFK or in your setup with Do Not Disturb.
That's pretty cool. Now, does it insult gold farmers like my answering machine does for people who are trying to sell me crap?
No.
Oh, well, that'd be pretty cool. that's a future update, I bet.
Possibly.
I hope it is.
That'd be awesome. Okay, well, I've got another simple one that I want to go ahead and talk about just briefly, and it's called Close Up, and this is great for all you conceited Blood Elves out there, because it's going to modify the dressing room, which, whenever you're seeing what different items will look like on you, that's the dressing room, in case you weren't, you know, too familiar with it, you know, control left click. Anyways, what this is going to do is it's going to change a few things to the dressing room. You can modify it so that you can zoom in and out of the picture of the character you're viewing, yourself, or if you're inspecting another person. You can also reposition it by right-clicking and dragging however you want the character into whatever position. So you could like zoom in to the head there and see what the different head pieces are going to look like. And of course, you can rotate as well, just by clicking and rotating left and right. Then too, you can toggle the background just by control left clicking. So that's really all there is to this add-on, and it's just a way that you can enhance something the Blizzard's already given you and just be able to see some more of how the different items are looking on your character itself. So check it out. I've been playing around with it a little myself. I've been trying to find some good plus damage gear myself, make sure all my colors match, and just being real aesthetic and weird about my character like that. But it's good nonetheless.
I don't care.
You're just that weird.
Yeah, you're got some weird colors going there, buddy.
Soon to be changed.
Good.
Going with the black and white.
Yeah. No, I mean, you can look at all our guildies, and they almost all have the tabard. And what's really sad is I have yet to buy a tabard. I'm level 59. I've got oodles and oodles of gold. I'm even an officer in this guild, and I am not sporting a tabard. How sad is that?
Slacker.
Okay, mine's not on, but I have it. It's in my inventory. It's not even put away in my bank. It is in my inventory. It just looks really crappy on this outfit. And it looks absolutely horrible, so I stuck it in my inventory till I get a new.
Talk about vain.
Yes, we all are. But hey, we're just enjoying the game, enjoying our characters. Man.
Exactly.
Well, hey, let's move along. And from last episode, we had Lorem covering Auctioneer. And you did a brief overview of some of the basic functions, but you said you were going to follow up and go more in depth. So what are you going to be talking about Auctioneer this time around?
Well, I'm going to start off with Bottom Scanner, which is a really, really, really great add-on feature within Auctioneer. What it does is when you go to the Bottom Scanner tab and you hit the play button, it starts scanning the auction house for things that are priced under their value. Like something that's normally sells for 3 gold but is up for 1 gold, it's going to give you an alert and say, do you want to buy this? And then you click yes, it puts in the bid, hits buyout, and sends it to your mailbox. And then you can repost it right away, and you can make a 2 gold profit. It's really great. I am getting my mount money for my level 60 that way, and I've made about 200 gold doing that, which is really,
cool.
Really nice.
I might have to do that. I know I'm doing the same thing, getting the money for the mount. I'm shy about 50 G, so if you know anyone wants to pass that, the name's Punchbowl. But anyways, I've been playing the auction house myself on the bank character and been doing pretty well, but I might have to check out the bomb scanner because before I never really used it all that much. But now I know how it can benefit me, so I have to check it out.
Yeah, it's really great. I found stuff that sells more to the vendor than it's on the auction house for, so I'll just vendor it really quickly. I don't even have to wait for someone to rebuy out what I've got. I just go and vendor it. It's crazy the prices people put up when they don't look at things and they don't check the vendor prices or they don't check the auction house for what else is up. It's
cool.
Really great for
sounds
newbie
like...
players.
Yeah, totally. Or, well, it kind of sounds like you're upselling the newbie players too who aren't too aware of the market.
Yeah.
Oops. Giving away trade secrets. Oh, goodness me.
Exactly.
Okay, well, that's cool. So is there going to be any more that you're going to cover in future episodes then?
No, but I do have one more thing to cover this time around, actually. And that is
okay.
The last tab. It shows you everything that you've bid on, everything that you're selling, and what you've bought out on. So if you've got an item that you bought through Bottom Scanner and you can't remember how much you paid for it and you want to make sure you get a profit, all you have to go do is check that tab and it'll show you all your transactions and it'll show you how much money you're putting out in auctions when you're putting up auctions and that kind of stuff. So it's really nice and handy.
Good deal. All right. Auctioneer, like you said before in the last episode, covers quite a bit, so it's a good thing you've explained all that, and we've got the videos up so people can see what's going on there and start playing the market, I guess.
And you have my video this week, you can't complain. You have my
that's
video.
That's true, that's true. Yeah,
and
usually, yeah, I mean, usually it's you, Eno, that gets it to me first.
Yeah, well, I had to get with Lorm and have her help me for a second, because I had to have her be sending me some tells while she's recording her video so that I can interweave so you can see how it works.
Well, good. Good collaboration. Okay, well, that's it for our mods for this show. I do want to make a quick announcement. Last episode, we mentioned that we're now accepting donations for the show, and I'm glad to announce that we already have 2 generous donations. So I wanted to go ahead and mention their names. The first one's name was Palatinus. I'm not entirely sure how to pronounce that, so I'm going to throw up a little title for you. Now, the other one's a little bit easier. It's just KL May Enterprises. So they're getting a little promote for their business name there. And, you know, thank you for both of you guys donating. And, of course, if you do want to donate to the show, you can always head over to our website at wowaddons.blogspot.com, and we've got a donate button right at the top right there. It's through PayPal, so it's nice and secure that way, and we'd really appreciate it.
Yes, we like money. And it's not going
Well,
towards
don't say
profit
it like
either. Yeah,
that.
I should say it's not going towards
Yeah.
our personal profit, but it is going to making
No.
this show better, so.
Yeah. So we've got the funds now. The first thing I'm going to want to do is set up our own domain. So I'm going to look into that, see if we can get us a .com going and start tweaking that website, getting it all set up nice. If any of you out there are web designers and if you'd like to pass us some suggestions or just anything you'd like to see on the new website, by all means, email me at wow.addons.podcast@gmail.com. That's probably the best way you can contact us and let us know anything that you'd like to see, any suggestions, all that. As well as if you're submitting mods or just want to make some comments, some feedback on the show, that's a good way to do it as well.
And I'm feeling lucky because I actually don't have to say the email or the website or anything this time around. That's highly unusual.
That's improv for you, just making it flow. But anyways,
And
enough of the
the
improv.
other thing, the other pl
Yeah, go
well,
ahead.
also Lumen, the other place they can leave us comments is on the iTunes.
Yeah, definitely. Check out iTunes. Write us up a review if you get some spare time. If you're just buying some new tracks on there and you're checking out for some new podcasts, go ahead and hit it up there as well. We'd really like that. You know, we read them and we're always glad to get those. So, Yep. All right. I do believe that's going to be the end of our show. Of course, 32 is done and we're just going to sign off. So, I am Lumid.
I'm Lorem.
And I am Eno.
And we're hearing him this time.
Yes, we
Hopefully.
heard him. I hope the audio doesn't die. Anyways, we'll see you guys next episode. Thanks for watching.